Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Tell you what, turnaround's on. Numbers don't lie. Confidence, we're up.
I reckon. When we sit back, sort of look at last week retrospectively, there's definitely a better tone of economic data, mm-hmm. wasn't there? If you just sort of run through it, building consents, they stayed in an upward trend. The government books look in good shape. Business confidence is rebounding. And Friday, we had the release of ANZ consumer confidence for June, and that very much kept the theme in play as well. So consumer confidence lifted 4 points in June to 91.3, so it's back to where it was in March. So we're reclaiming some of that optimism which we lost through the Middle East confidence. But look, it's still 16 points lower than its January peak. So look at that headline number. It isn't actually anything to cheer about, because it's well below the sort of levels that we saw. If I go back a little bit further and look at the 2000s, the 2010s, we seem to be more optimistic. But I think it does fit the narrative that cheaper fuel prices are they're a fundamental foundation for the New Zealand economy to get back some of that momentum that we had in late 2025 and early 2026. So the net proportion of New Zealanders thinking it's a good time to buy a major household item, that rose 9 points to minus 11, so less bad. Look, the Kelleher household had a catastrophic dishwasher malfunction on the weekend as well. So I'll be off with all those people to Noel Leeming's. I'll tell you whether it's busy or not with people buying household appliances. But also, if we look into the details of the survey, Mike, there was echoing some of the sentiments that we saw in the business outlook. Inflation expectations eased. We saw that in the outlook, business outlook as well. They went from 5.3% to 4.6%. Looking at some other details, the future conditions index lifted from 92.7 to 96.7. Current conditions rose 6 points. Small move up in people's perceptions of their own current financial situation and perceptions regarding the economic outlook over the next 12 months became less negative. So it's very clear that consumer confidence here in New Zealand is directly and inextricably correlated to retail petrol prices. And also, actually, for no other reason than the sheer size of the place, Aucklanders are feeling sort of some of the most confident in the country. So that's quite good. So look, we had momentum lurking around in May. We could see it starting to go in May. That on a sentiment basis, it's continued into June. Now we just actually need to see some activity movement, some real dollars being spent. And I think we will.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. What about the city stuff? I mean, you can't have all that oil sitting there, then it gets to the market without the price going down, can you?
Yeah, let's talk the oil price. Look, on Friday, the analysts at Citi released a piece of research. Now, they think that the price of crude oil could fall as low as $60 a barrel by the end of this year. So, look, their timing may not be perfect on that, but the direction of travel, I think, will be applauded by an awful lot of people. They're predicting that the global oil market will fall back into surplus. Now, this is good news, Mike, because, as you know, I've been a little bit concerned about the demand side of the equation. So we got. I've been worried about the sort of reinstatement of normal China demand, the reinstatement of global strategic oil reserves. But they're arguing something differently. It says basically that both sides on the memorandum of understanding, both the US and Iran, they've got good reasons for both of them to uphold that memorandum of understanding, and they think they'll gradually restore supply over the second half of the year. And producers basically could also lift their supply as well. Just a wee caveat on this, Mike. If I look at median forecasts, they're still quite a bit higher. So cities seem to be a bit of an outlier. I'm assuming that a lot of the analysts out there probably haven't done these recalculations yet. But you're still seeing median forecasts at the end of the year in the sort of high 70s, which is unusual given that, you know, oil is currently at $72. Yeah. On the straight, they said that current shipping volumes are about 7 million barrels a day. Now, that's compared to 15 million barrels a day before the conflict. And they say there are plenty of boats going through, but they haven't got the transponders on, so you don't know they're going through. But that is also a positive number.
Very interesting. What a conundrum Wednesday, eh? What do you do?
I think they're going to hold.
Yeah. Well, there's no reason not to.
Well, exactly. I think they can wait a little bit. I think they'll give us some hawkish rhetoric, but I think they'll hold and they'll say, look, we're going to have to put them up. But maybe we'll just wait and see for one more meeting.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. So we get a hold and a holiday.
I mean, a hold and a holiday.
I mean, come on. How good's
life? Happy days.
What are the numbers?
Okay, so the Dow Jones, so these are numbers from Thursday, because of course they wanted a big holiday. They didn't trade the markets on Friday in the US. So the Dow Jones, 52,900. It was up 1.14%, 594 points. The S&P 500 was unchanged, 7483. The NASDAQ was down 207 points, 0.8. But what I would say is futures markets were trading on Friday, and they were actually more positive. Now, the FT 100 in the UK, down up 26 points, sorry, 0.25%. 10,679. The Nikkei 69,744, up 1,010 points, 1.47%. Shanghai Composite up 15.37%, 4043. The Aussies had a storming day, up 120 points, 1.37%, 8844 the close there. And the NZX 50 up just over 0.25%, 36 points, 13,618. Kiwi dollar back over 57 cents, 0.5703 against the US. 0.8207 Aussie, 0.4987 euro, 0.4270 pounds, 91.94 Japanese yen. Gold trading at $4,176. And as I said, Brent crude, $72.12.
Well, enjoy. Go well. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.